I'm sorry, I was muted. I think Dwayne is next.
Okay, thank you. Anita, could you tell the CNB, if you have it in front of you, what is the monthly expenses for KPFT? What are the monthly expenses?
Let me look and see. I don't have it.
Okay. Quite all
right. I have it with salaries also combined.
Everything. Everything. Yes.
About $217,000.
No, monthly.
Oh. Sorry, yeah.
That's quite all right. Take your time, because I can cite the fact that KPFT has completed a fund drive, which is reported somewhere south of $100,000, maybe 70, 80, money still coming in, which may have been a reflection of cash in. And obviously anyone knows anything about accounting and cash payables, that money comes in, money goes out almost on a weekly basis. So one would get the impression from this KPFT representative that money just sits in the bank and could take care of some incidents, some items that are not budgeted, so to speak. But if any of you have been paying attention to KPFT and its cash flow, notwithstanding the fact that all of our stations have had a depletion and a deterioration and a declination of funds coming in, these would be not meeting fund drive. So one would get the impression with some of the comments that were made by the previous speaker that this is just endemic to KPFT, and somehow the IGM is nefariously holding money or misappropriating money, or money is there to take care of this or take care of that. And if you're tired of hearing about something, I would suggest that you take a closer look at it. Because if you're tired of hearing about mold, our ID indicated on this call earlier that she was going to help take care of that, because she saw the finances wasn't able to do so. But Anita, if you have those numbers, I'd like to hear them, just to make the point about 70 in and how soon that would be depleted when you have a fund drive every 3 or 4 months.
Chair, we are at time for this item.
Okay, let's see if Lydia can, Anita can just answer that last question.
It looks like it's about $180,000, but that's okay. Also with personnel costs.
Yes,
looks
yes,
like what?
I understand.
Looks like what? Sorry.
$186,000, but keep in mind
what
I'm looking at, if what I think is not being entered is all the payables as they come in. And
yes,
was it Lawrence spoke last? Is that correct?
Why are
it
we
was,
breaking off?
It was
okay. There's no. Please, no crosstalk. We're out of time.
Lyndon for the stack. Lyndon for the stack.
Request for information.
Like,
we're out of time.
Hold on. We have a request for information. What is your request for information?
My request for information is to find out if something is being done about that mold. It's potentially life-threatening. I believe it affects the lungs, which then also could compromise someone to the coronavirus. So just to find out if something, it's an urgent situation. So,
Nancy, come back.
Hold on. Is anybody here able to answer that?
Yes.
I read the report.
Okay, we're out of time. If you want to continue this discussion, somebody has to move for a time extension.
Sandra, I move for extension of time.
Second.
How 10 minutes.
10 minutes? Okay. Do we have a second on that?
Second,
Andrea.
Okay. Are there any objections to extending this discussion with the ICFO for another 10 minutes?
Lyndon for the stack.
Okay.
Nancy, I had a...
Okay. We're going to pick people who haven't spoken yet. Nancy, who else?
Sandra.
Okay. Anybody else?
James at the end if there's time.
Okay. And I think when, okay, I'll give Lyndon another shot.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Chair, point of order, please.
What is your point of order?
As the discussion continues, can he please answer the question that was asked prior to the time extension about the mold?
I can answer it, Nancy. That's why I got on the stack.
Okay, Nancy, give it a shot if you think you
right.
can answer it.
I read the report on the mold, the report of the mold at KPFT. It's not in the room. I mean, it's in the corner in one of the rooms. It's not widespread. It's not everywhere. I mean, people are talking as though it's everywhere, and they've contained it. If they're going to stay there, it needs to be addressed. But it needs to be fixed so it doesn't spread. But I got the impression from the report that it won't be that serious. It's serious enough to be fixed, but it's not that urgent.
Mr. Chair, I take issue with that description. I read the report as well.
Wayne, you were not recognized. Sandra, you're next.
Thank you. Yes, from my understanding of the report on the mold, it is easily fixed. It is not the deathly kind of mold that everybody is making it out to be. It is mold, but it can be easily corrected. We just need to get somebody in there to do it. That's the main thing. And my other question for Anita is regarding KPFT's bank account. If I'm understanding correctly, Anita, as our ICFO, has access to most of the bank accounts from the network, from the different stations. And I'm just wondering if you have been given access to our KPFT bank accounts, or if you rely on employees from KPFT to provide our bank account information on a monthly basis. Thank you.
You're welcome. Actually, correction, it's Tamara that has access to the bank accounts, again, to view only. And I think that the only one we don't have that access is KPFT. Again, I think it required a signature from the ICE CEO, but that is the only one, to my knowledge, that is pending.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I think, Lyndon, did you want to ask another question?
Yes, I did. I wanted to point out that in the cash flow, I don't know what Anita was saying with this $100,000+ as expense, because I don't believe those are our monthly expenses.
They're not.
At KPFT.
I was on different tab. Sorry.
Okay. The months that we did not have PPP taking care of our payroll, our net cash out was in the low 50,000s, like 52,294 or something like that before central services. And then, since May we didn't pay any central services, our total net cash out was 52,294. And then June was 50,000. And September is projected to be 62,000. So I just wanted to get those numbers in there. And I'd also like to, I just sent y'all something on an assessment that was done by a professional that one of our programmers got to come by and take a look at it. And I agree with what Nancy said. We had this report May 26th. So we've had all this time to do something, and this is just ridiculous. But we can't get anybody to move at our level. So we're looking to Pacifica. We're looking to the foundation. We're looking to the IED. Thank you,
Dwayne, to the stack.
Okay. Dwayne?
I would like to answer the question that Vanessa asked, which was, what is being done? What can be done? This report that was, obviously, you try to get three different estimates. Now, the one that I don't know what Nancy's referring to, I don't know what Linda's referring to, but I'm going to be specific. There's a group called Monday Cleaning and Restoration Services, and this report was dated Monday, July 13, 2020, and it indicates that the total estimated cost for remediation in this limited scope that NASA refers to is $13,850. It also indicates in the term that estimates are an approximation of the charges to you, and they are based on the anticipated details of the work. And to skip down, it says that if additional parts, materials, and labor are required, you will be contacted immediately. 50% down payment is required. Now, this is one estimate. Lyndon may be referring to a different one, and Nancy may be referring to a different one. But the point is $13,000. When Lyndon gives the impression it's just been sitting in the bank, and the IGM and the business manager just refused to spend money that isn't there. We've operated on a deficit in some cases, and to refer to PPP, and it's very confusing if you listen to Linda to believe that the money has been there. That's why I came to the PNB several months ago, and the IED indicated that she was going to address that at KPFT, because there needed to be a national intervention. Now, all of a sudden, Lyndon and others want a national intervention when they were standing down on such 3 or 4 months ago. And all of this is just to make the current IGM look bad, because the money hasn't been there. The money isn't there. But the solution is very obvious. And $13,000, in my opinion, is not just a scratch. And this indicated that he was isolating one or two places in the building, but he did not inspect the total building.
Okay, James,
you have the last word on this.
Okay, thank you. My last word is not actually on this, which is why I wanted others to proceed first. I do have a question about this, and that is, when I read that report some time ago, the mold count was above background. But it wasn't that much above background. And since the source of the water has been alleviated, I think the air conditioning on the roof has been addressed and the broken pipe has been addressed. Right. It could be possible that the air could be tested again and found not to be in the danger zone any longer. I don't know that for a fact. Obviously, the mold would still need to be removed, but perhaps it's not as bad as we might think it was when the water source was still there. The thing that I wanted to address, though, was something that came up at the NFC meeting, and we asked Anita about it, and it was whether or not, when a station gets a large donation, whether it be a bequest or it be a major donation, the question was, how do we see the check so we know where that donation is intended to go? And the answer came back is, unless it's caught in a random audit check, we don't know. NEDA does not see the check. And so we know that there have been instances in the past where large donations have come in and either been miscategorized in terms of accounting or misapplied in terms of who the check was intended for and made out for, and it went to another place. So I just wanted to ask Anita to elaborate on that a little bit for the benefit of the board, and to suggest that the Finance Committee may want to come up with some kind of a motion for the board indicating that checks over a certain amount be documented, photographed, whatever, recorded, such that they can be checked at a later time, and NEDA doesn't have to rely simply on the staff at the individual station where a check comes in for a report of who it was made out to and where it was allocated. Thank you.
Okay. If there are no more questions, we can move on.
I was asking if Anita could respond to that, Alex, please.
Okay. Anita?
I will be brief, James.
Yes.
Yeah. I explained that we do not see any of that, quite frankly, so we don't know when a large gift comes in, unless, of course, someone tells us. But my recommendation, and this is for us, we'd like to see the deposits, and they can be easily sent to us, if you will, just to give us an opportunity if we want to be able to see even more information than maybe ask for the copy of the check before it goes to the bank.
Thank you.
And that is just a second pair of eyes for us to review and where those funds are going, if you will.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. I think if that's it, then let's move on to the next item on our agenda. Hello? Okay.
Go ahead.
And I believe we're now somewhere in the middle of committee reports. I think the next committee we have to hear from is the programming committee. Is that correct?
Mr. Chair, Pauline, I believe we heard from the programming committee.
Yeah, it's a strategic planning committee, Alex.
Okay, there's no report from the strategic planning committee at this time. We debated a couple of items, but did not come to any conclusion, and that's an ongoing discussion as to the development of an overall strategic plan with proper timelines and everything. We're not there yet. Okay, so that's the report, or lack of it, from the Strategic Planning Committee. The next report is from the Ad Hoc Loan Committee. Is that different than the Loan Replacement Committee? I'm a little confused here.
No, it's not. Dwayne will report, or Nancy.
Nancy, I'll start the report, and you can complete it since you did conclude conveying
okay.
The second meeting.
7 minutes on this item, Chair.
Okay, we are
7 minutes. I don't know. Actually, this we have a
7 minutes total on this item, Chair.
Hold on. It's a little confusing because this committee is listed twice, and one time it's listed for 7 minutes, and another time it's listed for 20 minutes.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So I'm not quite sure. Okay, we can let's go for 7 minutes and see if we can get this done in 7 minutes.
Okay. Timing began.
Okay, I think Dwayne, you're supposed to give the report from that committee.
Yes, I'm going to start the report, and Nancy's going to conclude the report.
Okay.
We had our first meeting about 4 weeks ago, and our objective was to set out some objectives, basically, and to set a timeline to create some criteria, some baseline wishes, hopes, because the charge we have is to bring forth suggestions on how the loan may be addressed and may be paid or renegotiated or whatever the case may be. And so we spent all of 2 hours putting that together. And I believe we are on track moving to work that plan. We thought we needed a plan in order to be effective. We came to an agreement. We had a subsequent meeting 2 weeks later, convened last week. And Nancy, I'll turn it over to you now.
Okay. Agreed that we're going to work on a sort of a multi-prong proposal to accumulate the money needed to pay off the loan, and it will come from different processes that will get a total of the money needed. And the goal is to pay it all off, but and then but only if we need to refinance. So so we should also, or somebody should, part of the proposal would be recommending that we look into financing as well as work on these other processes. So the processes that we are working on proposals for and trying to get plans in place for are using national fundraiser that will be, let's see here, we'll use, you know, every possible media platform, and you know, we're right now we're soliciting folks to see who would be able to work on that. We are looking, you know, we've been monitoring the FJC loan thing and we're going to make recommendations to the board, but those things have already been looked into by Arthur with FJC on the loan. And as you all know, an extension is being planned right now. And so that was, you know, part of our recommendation, but that's fully underway by the BNB. We also, that's all about, I'm sorry, I'm getting mixed up with the development task force here. Sorry. We are looking into both public and private bond issuances. And both several members of the committee are looking into different aspects of that right now and looking to see what we would need to do to move forward on those. And, you know, these are possible proposals would be working with the Development Task Force, their plan that they're working on to try to find big donors. We are looking at, you know, what if we did want to sell an asset, what would be what would be appropriate? Are there people that want to move? We're looking into that now. I mean, wouldn't want that to happen, you know, and we have to wait, of course, until we have to talk it over with FJC because there are certain requirements for that. And also, we're looking, the Development Task Force is also looking into trying to find a pro bono professional fundraiser. And then so far, each person on the committee has taken an idea and is developing it further and is responsible for it. So let's see. I think that's pretty much it. Floating bond, national, and we're trying to see if there's anything we can do to help Lydia with the EIDL line. Our last timeline was that we're going to have another meeting on the 14th to sort of formalize the proposal. And so we would like to have the board extend the time for, I don't think we have actually a requirement in the motion for a final proposal, but I mean, this is our first, we'll have a proposal at the next meeting and that we'll bring to the board, and we would like to continue working on this for another 45 days. So I don't know if we need to have an extension motion or not, but anyone would like
to clarify.
Let me clarify a couple of things. The EIDL loan, as the report was given just a few moments ago, is a done deal, so we won't be weighing into that. Lydia reported what the EIDL loan is going to be, and there's nothing else we can do beyond that unless the government comes up with a new concept of CARES Act or whatever. Secondly, a pro bono fundraiser. My suggestion would be, I've never met one that wasn't part of your organization, but I do believe when we get this development thing straight, that there are individuals who will be willing to, professionals who will be willing to help us raise funds, but they're likely going to be on a contract of some type of commission as opposed to a salary. So I just wanted to kind of make that clear that we could be wishing in the sand for someone to come in and raise hundreds of thousands for us and not be compensated. But I do know that there are professionals out there that do it for a living, but they would be under contract that have to be negotiated with the Pacifica National Board and to approve it, and therefore we could move on that item. And finally, I think it's important to note that we don't need an extension because we have a mandate of making a report. Now, the original motion said 45 days. So if we can't make it 45 days, if we're making it 50 days or 60 days, that's just what it's going to be. But I just want the people to know the good work that we are doing moving forward at a faster speed as possible. And I think that without this, we would be not moving forward, or we would not be putting a plan together. And when I motivated the motion, I suggested very strongly that the Development Task Force and other committees, including finance, would weigh in and contribute and hopefully help move the ball down the road. And with the finance chair involved in the committee, I think with you involved in the committee as Development Task Force chair or convener, I think all those things are happening and things are coming together. I yield back to you.
Can I add something?
Lawrence?
Could I finish one thing?
Sure.
We had discussed the idea of postponing the elections to save, $150,000 to $200,000. But so we have that as a discussion point next, I'm going to move that we go into a committee of the whole just to discuss it and see if it has any merit with the rest of the board. If not, we'll just drop it.
Can I add something, Chair? This is Lawrence. I'm part of the committee.
I need to ask something about this, too. Our bylaws allow us to not to postpone an election, but to change the timeline. If we give notice by the end of November the prior year. So are you proposing a change in the election timeline of some sort?
Well, that's
a next agenda item. I have something to add to this report, Chair.
Lawrence is right. I mean, could we answer that question in a committee of the whole?
I don't know. I mean, why should we go into a committee of the whole? What's the purpose?
Well, just to hear people's pros and cons and, not so that we're not, under the gun of somebody making a proposal or a motion.
Okay. Are we finished with the discussion about the loan?
Lawrence had something to add. I meant to ask if other committee members had something, if I missed anything, and Lawrence has something to add.
Well, I have something to add as well, actually. Lawrence, you have something to add about the loan?
The report? To the loan committee report?
Yeah, it's to the loan committee report, yes.
The loan repayment committee report,
uh-huh. It's a short thing. It's a very brief thing. The COVID-19 task force is going to be looking at the possible developing a proposal and Paulina knows about this, developing a proposal for a national radiothon. That's one of the ideas that came out of the committee. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, and Lawrence is on that. That was one of Lawrence's things that he took on. I should have asked other, you know, I should have asked the members if they want to report on what they have taken on.
Yeah, before we move on to anything else, I would just like to ask if any of the directors that are present here tonight think that we do not have a plan to pay off the loan. Now is your chance to...
Have a plan. This is Jan. I don't think you have a plan.
Okay, you don't think you have a plan. Explain why you don't think
we have a lot of ideas. Clearly, lots of ideas, but you know, not a plan.
Do you have a plan?
Do I have a plan? Yeah, I have ideas also.
Oh, you have ideas. So you don't have a plan either.
Well, I have a plan. I do actually have plans, but I'm not in a position to carry them out. So, at this point, they're ideas because I'm not. I can't even go to a governance committee without being criticized. So, obviously, I'm not in a position to carry out any plans.
Chair, I'd like to request a point of personal privilege. As the chair of the governance committee, I take offense to that remark, Jan. Nobody has, from the governance committee, has admonished you or attacked you. So you need to stop putting that out on open stream. You were rejected to spread your propaganda at the governance committee.
Excuse me, Mr. Chair, may I reply to that, please?
Okay, go ahead.
Yes,
and Chair.
I was invited to the governance committee by a member of the governance committee who said she had to check to see if it would be okay. And I said I was willing but not anxious to go to the governance committee. But you know, if they wanted me to, I was certainly willing to go. And then, when she suggested it to the governance committee, they rejected the idea. And then at a subsequent PNB meeting, Mr. Reyes himself, used the fact that I was trying to wriggle my way into a governance committee as some kind of attack on me. So,
okay. I think we're out of time.
No. Chair, I have to respond to that real quick. The fact is that we have a democratic process in the governance committee, and your agenda item was brought up by a KPFA listener member to be put on the agenda. That did not have the sufficient amount of votes to be put on the agenda, and that was the reason you were not. But you, as a director, you're more than welcome to attend any committee meeting. But the committee voted against placing your presentation on the agenda. And the person from KPFA, once she did not get her way, she resigned from the committee. So let's stop this nonsense.
Chairperson, I'm point of inquiry for clarification.
Ms. Goodman, you have not
the committee
been
is.
You have not been recognized, Ms. Goodman.
It's not me. I wasn't saying anything.
No,
there was somebody else.
I'm sorry.
Just real quickly, it's my understanding from the report out that there's going to be a report on how to tackle the $3.2 million loan. Is that my understanding that's being reported out and that they will be working on it coming up soon at their next meeting? And then they'll report out to the board. Can I get clarification on that?
Yes, that's correct. This is just a preliminary report on what the recommendations that we're going to make.
And it will include how we can address the $3.2 million.
I'm sorry?
This will address the $3.2 million. It will be included in the report. Okay, thank you. All right, thank you for the clarification.
This is Grace for the SAC.
Hold on, we have a point of inquiry. What is the point of inquiry?
Yes, I'd like to know why you were asking if anybody did not think that there was a plan.
That's out of order. Grace, you're next.
What?
Okay, I just wanted to remark that just in case anybody on the stream or on this board doesn't know, the $3.2 million loan we have, which would be extended if we can extend it for a year, has no prepayment penalty. What that means is there's no liability whatsoever to extending it and then either paying it off early or refinancing it with another entity. Mm-hmm. So we can extend the loan for a year, and if we find out that we have a better loan or we can pay it off, there's no penalty whatsoever. So I feel that there's no liability in extending this loan with the current lender. It should also be noted that interest rates have gone down, and part of the interest rate we pay on that loan is variable depending upon the prime interest rate. And the prime interest rate has gone down. So we're now paying a slightly lower interest than we were paying when we took the loan out to begin with. But there's no liability in extending the loan because we can always pay it off early or refinance it without penalty.
Thank you, Grace.
Also,
Ms.
I would
Chair,
say that we're
say, yeah,
really out of time.
Request,
the committee concurs with that. And
Madam Chair,
okay,
request information.
Yeah, we're out of time for this item.
A motion to extend.
Okay, we have a motion to extend. Do we have how much
five
do we
minutes.
Want to, 5 minutes.
For the
do we have
discussion on the
yes.
On the election?
Okay.
No,
there,
we're not talking about the election.
Are there any objections to extending for 5 minutes?
Yes.
Okay, we have an objection.
Let's just take a vote then. Grace, please call a roll on extending this item for another 5 minutes.
Pardon me?
Point of personal privilege. Alex, your microphone is not working, right?
We have an objection. We need to vote on this item.
An objection to extending, is that?
That's
I believe somebody is objecting to extending this item, so we need to go to a vote.
Okay, how much was the time extension for?
5 minutes.
Okay. Grace Aaron votes no. Robin Collier?
No.
Sorry, they can't hear me.
Okay. Chris Corey? Vanessa Dixon-Briggs?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Lyndon Foley?
No.
All right. Jan Goodman? Heather
no.
Gray?
No. Jan Goodman, no.
Okay. Heather Gray?
No.
All right. Sabrina Jacobs? Wally James?
No.
Pardon me, no?
No.
Okay, thank you. The line's very fuzzy. Dwayne Lark?
Yes.
Okay, Ron Pinchback?
No.
Okay, Ralph Pointer? Ralph Pointer?
Yes.
Sandra Rowland?
No.
Okay, Lawrence Reyes. John Rhodes.
No.
Okay.
Secretary Lawrence says yes.
Okay. Eileen Rosen.
No.
Okay. James Sagerton.
Yes.
Okay. Nancy Sorden.
Yes.
All right. Andrea Turner.
Yes.
Okay. Polina Vasiliev.
Oh, pass right now, please.
Okay. Tom Voorhees.
Pass.
Okay. I just have to go back to you, Polina. You're at the end of the list. Yes or no on extending time for 5 minutes?
Yes, I'll pass.
Okay. Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
Okay.
Grace, Chris Corey. Grace, Chris Corey
yes.
is here. I also vote yes.
Okay. And, right? We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 yes. And we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 no's. Okay, Mr. Chair, we have 10 yes, 10 no. Do you wish to vote?
I'm abstaining, and that is nowhere near two-thirds of the motion to extend fails.
Okay.
So we go on to the
I have a request for information.
What is your request for information?
Yeah, we have a closed session, a continuation closed session scheduled for tonight. Are we going to cancel that or just continue an open session? It was scheduled for 10 p.m.
We don't have much left in open session. We have the items under new business. I forget all of them.
We have to approve the KPFA job postings. They posted it without getting an exception approved by the NBA.
I mean, it's up to the body. Do you want to continue the open session, or do you want to go into closed session?
Chair, this is Vanessa.
Vanessa, yes.
I thought we had agreed to go to the executive session at a time certain at the last meeting. I mean, it's still up to the body what they want to do, but I thought that was the agreement.
I think you're right.
Mr. Chair, can I say something?
Yes,
I texted Arthur to ask him if he... is available tonight for the closed session.
Mm-hmm.
I have not gotten a response from him yet. Should we just continue the open session until we get a response? I don't think he's on this call.
And we know that Lydia is not available tonight either, so... Okay, I think we should just continue the open session.
Why doesn't somebody call Arthur?
I texted him already. He hasn't responded yet.
Okay, great.
I'll try calling him if you wish.
Let's continue the open session. If somebody wants, anyone is free to make a motion to adjourn at any time if you want to end the open session, but as long as we're here, we might as well continue the open session. So the next item is new business, really. And I don't remember the order of the new business items. Grace, do you have a list of those?
Yes, I do. The first thing is Lawrence Reyes's motion that a task force be set up to respond to certain emails. Okay, let me read the motion, unless Lawrence wants to read it. Lawrence, would you like to read it?
You could read it, Grace. Thank you.
Okay. The motion is that the PNB form a subcommittee or task force to have a true response to all listeners on the Pacifica email address list regarding the true actions of PNB board members regarding the concerns addressed in the template letter from New Day Pacifica petition for a new bylaws referendum. Embedded in this email is the letter that has been flooding directors' inboxes, which alleges misinformation as fact, which must be corrected. Listeners' name and email address have been removed for privacy concerns. And the email that was sent out to a lot of directors was, PNB director, I am a listener and regular donor to Pacifica through my local station. I support Pacifica financially, so Pacifica can produce programs I can't hear anywhere else, not to block big changes needed at Pacifica so Pacifica can survive for future generations. By blocking the bylaws referendum, you will be causing my member donations to be used without my permission for unnecessary legal expenses. Respect your members' rights, comply with the law, and set a date for the bylaws referendum.
Okay, do we have a second on this? This is actually...
Paulina, one second.
Okay, Lawrence, do you want to motivate your motion?
Yes, Chair. Thank you so much. So, as directors know, your inboxes have been flooded with this misinformation propaganda that has been sent out by New Day Pacifica, and it has actually done irreparable harm to our listener database with this misinformation that's being put out by New Day Pacifica, alleging that the board is trying to block in some way and use money to prevent something. And where we are the ones, it has been the foundation that has been sued, taken to court by the very same actors that are putting this new effort forward. And I believe that it is incumbent upon us as fiduciary Pacifica National Board members to correct the record and state truthfully what it is that we have been doing, and the fact that this new effort, this new bylaws referendum, threatens us financially and legally, where we will likely incur additional legal fees like the ones we incurred in March when the previous bylaws referendum was defeated 2-1 by staff and listeners alike. So it is incumbent upon us, Chair, I believe, that we send an email out to those people who have been flooded with this misinformation and put out our information as to what it is that we're doing in regards to efforts, and that we have a functional governance committee that is meant to address a lot of those concerns. And so that's why I'm putting this motion forward, Chair. Thank you.
Okay, I'll take a stack.
Jan Goodman.
Anybody else?
Sean Rhodes.
Paulina Vasiliev.
Paulina. Anybody else?
Lyndon.
Grace,
okay. All right, let's go. Jan, go ahead. You have your 90 seconds.
Thank you. I think that the important thing, rather than responding to the membership, is actually responding to the thought, and that is that rather than disobeying our bylaws by not giving a current list of the members to the person who asked for them, and not setting a notice date, and not moving forward on the bylaws referendum process, which is laid out in the bylaws, which we have, we the PNB has completely ignored. The board majority is doing what it did last time. At the last set of bylaw reform requests, or referendum, and that is forcing people to go to court and to waste money. And I say that I think that it appears that Council for Pacifica is trying to avoid that, but and has tried, but if the continues to not go forward with following our bylaws and corporation code, then it, we will.
Okay. Run to the staff.
I suggest deal with the issue and not with
time.
Ms. Cookman, you're finished. You're finished. Please, Sean, you're next.
Okay. I don't want to get bogged down with the reasons for why this entity should exist, because I agree it should exist. My concern is the mechanics. That is, how many people is the maker of the motion looking to have on this task force? Is it open-ended? And how will it get populated? Are we taking volunteers? Are we having an election? I'd like the maker of the motion to address those points.
Chairman, I have to respond to that simply by saying that, that's the will of the body. I believe it should be task-oriented in order to respond to the information that has been flooded in our inbox. So I don't see this as a permanent committee or a permanent working group, just a group assigned to the task of responding.
And how will that happen tonight? Take volunteers or?
Yeah, tonight I would like to, I definitely would like to take volunteers tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chair.
Okay, Paulina?
I'd just like to support this motion. Let's get volunteers to address this misinformation that has been flooding our inboxes. We all know that. Nobody is asking to be sued. Nobody wants Pacifica to be sued. Well, nobody, meaning those of us who are not suing Pacifica. some members in the past have actually managed to sue themselves. So yeah, just supporting. Thank you.
Okay, Lyndon.
Yes, thank you. How is it that those emails did irreparable harm to the member list? That's kind of confusing to me. Y'all are getting into a situation where y'all are deciding what propaganda is, and then the very next line you're going to decide what a true response is and what true actions are. This really ought to be something. Because one man's propaganda, one man's truth. It's bad.
Lyndon, to respond to your question real quick, this is not the world of Trump and of fake news and make.
You didn't. You know, I didn't ask you.
If your emails. I'm saying if your emails are spreading lies and misinformation about Pacifica, then that is a proper matter for the board to be concerned about.
I didn't say it wasn't a proper matter to be concerned about, but the throwing around terms of propaganda and then coming up with true response and true actions, I'm just waiting forward to seeing that. And I can't believe you called, you know, you just dismissed my question earlier.
Your question is out of order for questioning why I asked the question. That is really not in order. Grace,
you're
next.
A good question.
Grace?
Yes, can you put me at the end of the stack? I'm sorry, I'm looking for something of reference.
Okay, Ron, you're next.
You know, I'm just amazed that these people are trying to justify, you know, their actions. You know, flooding our emails, you know, with this nonsense. It's not, you know, appropriate behavior. Okay, it's not fair. It's not, you know, providing people with accurate information. You talk about propaganda. Please. Yeah, I support this. And if you guys wouldn't do it, we wouldn't be having this conversation. You know, but but you've been doing this. So if it takes this to stop you from, you know, flooding our emails with this nonsense, then so be it. You don't want to take responsibility and do it on your own.